Stock, this was trading on Ruth Johnson, JOHNSON Johnson, Ruth, RUTH, R as in Robert. Date of birth 1/24/42, and date of visit is date of visit is 12/2/24. Please make a copy for Delicia Haynes, D-E-L-I-C-I-A, Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S. Next paragraph, dear Delicia, D-E-L-I-C-I-A, Delicia. Thank you for sending Ruth Johnson for a prominent evaluation. Next, sister President Dallas. This is a this is an 82-year-old female who has had a past history for atrial fibrillation and a history of breast cancer, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and depression. Was recently in Miami and suffered a syncopal episode requiring admission to Jackson Memorial Hospital. The patient had briefly blacked out while at the passport office, and she had not complained of any chest pain. And was not dehydrated. She was worked up for cardiac arrhythmia and was treated. For a slow heart rate and released. The patient had a chest X-ray at the time, which apparently showed no active infiltrate. The patient said she was not on any diuretics, but is on a beta blocker and is on Eliquis for atrial arrhythmias. Presently, the patient is breathing better and denies any chest pains or palpitations and has no leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past is significant for hypertension, hearing loss, depression, breast cancer, arthritis with hip replacement bilaterally, history for breast lumpectomy, and cataract surgery with implants. She had arthroscopy of the right knee and a cholecystectomy and appendectomy. Next line, habits the patient never smoked, no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur and codeine. Next, family history, the patient's father died of liver cancer, mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph, Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had weight loss and some fatigue. She has cataract, no glaucoma. She has no vertigo but has hoarseness and no nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she has no depression. I'm sorry, she has depression. She has no asthma or hay fever. She has shortness of breath, denies hemoptysis, and she has occasional cough. She has heartburn, no abdominal pains, no black stools or diarrhea. She has occasional chest pains, arm pain, and no palpitations or like swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. And she has easy bruising and has some joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, but has numbness at the extremities and memory loss and blackouts and no skin rash. Next, med list. Trazodone, 50 milligrams HS, PRN. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily, and Paroxetine, 10 milligrams a day. Paroxetine, 20 milligrams daily, and recently was on Lasix, 20 milligrams. Next, physical exam. This elderly, average built white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 138 by 80. Pulse is 94, respiration 20, times 97.5. Weight is 148. HGND and non-sphatic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next supplement, no venous distension, no thyromegaly or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery, with occasional crackles of the lung bases. Heart, the anthems are irregular, as on an S2, with no definite murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds act. Extremity is 1 plus edema with varicosity, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea with mild CHF. Number 2 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3 is history of hypertension. And number 4 is degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph. Plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete metabolic profile and a CT of the chest. She will also go for a polysomnographic study and possibly get a CPAP set up at night. The patient will continue with the regular medications as above. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Delicia Haynes, MD. D-E-L-I-C-I-A. Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S. Delicia Haynes, MD. Thank you, Dr. Souza.